The event VidCon is happening this weekend in Southern California. It is a massive gathering full of fans of all ages, but it also has industry people there too. It's all fans of the world that is surrounded by YouTube, which my job is a full-time content creator. I'm on YouTube. I want to be more active on there. So VidCon is happening this weekend in my backyard. But the Anaheim Convention Center is just a total nightmare to deal with. And honestly, this isn't really a world that I'm a part of. And I'm not a part of many of these online worlds. I do everything as sort of an outsider. I have people that know me from my days of punk rock or from being an artist and now a podcaster. But I tend not to go to these things, these industry things, because I'm always skeptical of what do people really know? What do they really have to offer? And in the instance of VidCon, I'm a little bit late to the party. See, normally I can apply to these things. I can get some sort of media credentials, i.e. I don't have to buy a ticket, which is very, very expensive. So I'm late to this deal. It's happening this weekend, and if I choose to go, it's going to eat up 3 days of my time, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Do you know what I can make with 3 days? I mean, 3 days is getting ahead on the vlog. 3 days is getting ahead on the podcast. 3 days is working on my website, working on my app. When you work for yourself, 3 days is a monumental amount of time. So many projects you can do, so many things that you can wrap up, get caught up on. 3 days is a big commitment. But I love YouTube. Admittedly, I'm a little bit late to the party, but I am absolutely in love with the platform. I believe what it represents is the future or close to the future of entertainment. Video is the platform of choice. Where it's going to live, how that's going to work, everybody is trying to figure that out. But YouTube, I think, is the closest example of what the future of entertainment is going to be. And I live under the theory that the entertainment industry of the olden days is so close to absolutely just exploding. Maybe the explosion has already happened. And my working theory is this: if I can get good at all the different things that I do as a storyteller, as a content creator, as a performer, as an entertainer, if I can just get good at all the things I do, when this explosion happens, bad explosion sound. If I can just catch a small piece of that explosion, my life will be forever different. See, we're not big entertainment industry tycoons, you and I. We don't have thousands of employees, millions of dollars invested. We're small potatoes, but small potatoes means low overhead. So if I can just catch a small piece of the entertainment industry as it explodes, a small piece would be just enough to get me right where I need to be, financially independent, so that I can just keep making good content, because this is what I love doing. I'm going to do this whether I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in between. Currently, somewhere in between. I just need to catch a little piece of this. So I did something different. I looked at it from across the street. I said, VidCon's coming this weekend. It's going to eat up a lot of time. It's going to cost some money. It's out of your comfort zone. Do you do this? Well, what would I tell you to do? I know what I would tell you to do. I documented it in episode 12 of The Wake Up Call, the friendship model, which is something I strongly believe in. Take chances, put yourself into awkward situations, be vulnerable, and trust. I'm pretty sure that going to VidCon for the next 3 days checks all four of these boxes. Taking a chance is investing my money, is giving up my time. Putting myself into an awkward situation is going someplace where I really only know my friend Carl that I'm going with. Be vulnerable is when I'm there, get involved, get lost in the moment. Don't be cool guy Bricky with your arms crossed over in the corner. And trust. Trust in myself that I can make the most of this opportunity, that I can invest myself fully into the 3 days, that I can find where I need to go, absorb the data, meet people, live inside of YouTube and that world for 3 days. I'm pretty sure what I would tell someone else is to trust the friendship model, that the money doesn't matter. I would tell you, hey, if a couple $100 is holding you back from doing something that you really believe in, maybe you don't really believe in it, or maybe you have no business going. I would also tell you that the work can wait. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. What I'm going to work on, it will still be there on Sunday. VidCon 2018 will not. And I would tell you that meeting people forever changes your life. I would remind myself, remind you, I don't know who I'm talking to anymore in this, that everything that I have right now in my life comes from following the friendship model. Those four rules: take chances, put yourself in awkward situations, be vulnerable, and trust. If it was more complicated, I'd make a book out of it or a program, but it's just that simple. You do those four things, you go places, you meet people, you fall in love with the environment, the setting, and now you have a network. And when you're a part of a network, you're a part of a scene, you have people that care about your projects, you have people that will help you, and everything takes off from there. I guess I would tell myself or tell you or whoever I'm speaking to, you got to get out of the vacuum. You can't be in Ireland all unto yourself. Go to VidCon is 100% what I would tell you if you were me. So my wake-up call is that I'm taking my own advice. I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to throw the 3 days and the couple $100 out the window, and I'm going to go. I'm going to embed myself in the world of YouTube. It's going to be weird because there's going to be tons of 10 and 12 and 14-year-old girls there that are super fans of cute boys on the internet. That's not why I'm going there. I'm going there from the industry perspective. What can I do to grow my channel? What are the trends in content? How can I become a better curator and creator of my own ideas? How can I become a better collaborator when I know other people trying to do the same thing? All right, I guess I'm off to VidCon. I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to invest in myself, and I'll be back here the next couple of days to let you know what I find out.